For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colplugo. It's been 1 month since a former student walked into a Florida high school with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle and killed 17 students and faculty. In the days and weeks following, there's been lots of debate about what could be done to try to prevent another mass shooting like the one in Parkland, Florida. As with past shootings, it seemed the nation would shrug its shoulders and move on. But Saturday, students in Columbia and across the nation are speaking out. On a cool, clear day, cars are diverted from the South Carolina State House to make way for protesters. Signs read, "Enough," and "I shouldn't be scared to go to school." Hundreds have gathered just a few blocks away from the Capitol building to march and demand action on gun control. It's one of hundreds of sibling protests happening across the nation as part of the March for Our Lives movement started by some of the survivors of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. One of the activists, Sarah Hinnan, a senior at Dreer High School in Columbia, leads a phalanx of students.
I'm a student, once again, so that's my main cause out here. I'm tired of seeing students dying around the states and no one doing anything about it.
Another student, high school junior Noah Barker, said his family has experienced gun violence firsthand.
My uncle was killed 2 years ago in an act of gun violence. That's why I'm wearing this domestic violence ribbon today. And my cousin was killed 4 weeks ago in North Charleston.
In a state that widely supports gun rights, even gun owners are out to show support. Frank Ellington is here with his family. He said he wants common sense laws.
I've been a gun owner my entire life, and I'll just put it to you this way. All I know is a gun is only good to hurt, maim, or kill.
Current state law allows the purchase of semi-automatic rifles, high-capacity magazines, and does not require background checks for private sales. Several bills concerning guns have been filed during this legislative session, including a ban on the sale or possession of assault-style weapons, another criminalizing gun threats at schools, and one to lengthen the time it takes to conduct a background check. Also this week, members of the State House heard from an array of experts and witnesses on the topic of gun safety. Governor Henry McMaster has called for putting an armed resource officer in every school, and a group of lawmakers have proposed adding a fee to all handgun sales in order to pay for those officers. What effect these protests will have on gun reform remains to be seen.
I will never use a gun to settle a personal problem or dispute.
I will never use a gun to settle a personal problem or dispute.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Vince Colplugo in Columbia.
I'll use my influences with my friends
to keep them from using guns.